I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 217, Masculine and Feminine Polarity. You are listening to the Nourished Connections podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather, master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition and exercise suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. Good morning, my amazing friends out there in the world listening to this podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you and talk to you about this topic. It is very important, and it's something I've been diving deep into just the past few weeks, and it's totally transformed my life to apply its principles. What we're talking about today is masculine and feminine polarity. This is something I want you to understand very well, and it might be triggering. In fact, it will be triggering to many people out there listening. But the triggers are only there to help you see possibly what you're not understanding and what you're not getting. And I always like to say, whatever I say, you can listen to it. And if it doesn't feel right for you, don't apply my teachings, okay? Just skip over it and move on to something else, or do what God is calling you to do. But this podcast episode today is really going to help you see what a true feminine polarity with a masculine polarity is going to look like. And I would just say, if this stuff does feel good to you, what I'm about to say to you, that you please share it with your children. If we can get the children to live into who they truly were meant to be and created to be, we can change the world. And I believe that, especially as women, we have such a superpower. I'm going to tell you what that superpower is in a second. But I was reading the book, actually not reading, I was listening to the book Magnetic Femininity by Ali Duzette. And if you're going to listen to this book, do not do it on a 2-speed or a 1.5-speed or anything like that. You really have to listen to it slowly, because some parts can be triggering and you will take it that way when it's not meant that way. And you need to understand the concepts in this book. So the first time I listened to it, of course, I just did it on a regular, normal speed. And I was blown away. So then I listened to it a second time on like a 1.5 speed or 1.25 speed. And then I listened to it again. And I went back and forth from 1.25 to normal speed, because there was just things I really had to get and understand and write down. And then I ordered the book so I could have a physical copy. So I'm on the fourth time of just going through this book. And I've never done that with a book, you guys. But I feel called to this path of bringing this back into the world. And I'm going to be talking about it a lot more. And I want you guys to truly think about this stuff. Think about it, implement it, and see how it doesn't change your relationship with your spouse and your relationship with your kids, and most importantly, your relationship with yourself, because that's what it's going to do. So let's first talk about what masculine and feminine polarity even means. Okay, what does this even mean when we talk about it? Well, polarity in itself refers to the condition or state of having two opposite or contrasting qualities, characteristics, or aspects. Okay, so that's what polarity is. Now, a polarized masculine-feminine relationship is what we're talking about today. This is between a husband and wife, and it typically involves the expression of traditional gender roles and characteristics, where each partner embodies and embraces qualities associated with their respective gender. And I will tell you how those will manifest. But first of all, let me tell you what I'm doing as a coach right now. I'm coaching a lot of single people that are probably 50 and over, okay? They're definitely in their latter years, had been through some divorces, were widows or whatever's going on, widowers. So I'm coaching these men and these women because they want to find somebody to share the rest of their life with, this last chapter of their life, hopefully. That's what they really, really want. They want companionship. And I'm finding that the men are looking for the wrong kind of women to fill that role. The men are really looking at, I would say women that are a lot younger than them, women who have these perfect bodies and have had injections and implants and all sorts of things done to their faces. And they get into these texting or these messaging relationships with these women, and it goes on for a while, and then there's something that happens there. So as I'm reading the messages between these men and women, and I'm not saying it's bad to have all this work done to you, I'm just saying that when I see these women next to women who've had nothing done, it's easy to point out some character flaws. I mean, in both, right? But I'm trying to tread lightly here, as you can see. But what I found for some of these men who are looking at these women, and it might be an international thing too, is these women aren't even real women. It's an AI-generated woman who is pretending to be this woman who falls in love with my people, let's say, okay, and kind of lures them in a little bit. And then what they do is they keep them on these dating websites, and these men or these women, it could happen to women too, they're paying money each month because they think they're in a relationship that's like loving and it could work out and this could be the one, only to find out that this person isn't even real and they spent all this money all these months and maybe even years of being in this relationship. So I caution men. I did a whole Instagram video on this, just cautioning men about this. And really trying to uncover, lift that veil over their eyes of wanting to see this trophy wife looking person next to their side and really start looking at real women. Our bodies aren't perfect, but our hearts are pure and we want to have that companionship, right? And when I say we, I'm speaking for the majority of the women out there who do want these relationships with a man who will love them exactly as they are, who will look on their heart and who will connect with their soul on a soul level. And they want to take care of these men and they want to be with them. These men are wishing that the woman looked fitter, trimmer, healthier, no mental health issues, right? They want these women to be in a healthy place too, mentally and physically. And sometimes it's not always perfect in every one of those aspects. And it's hard to overlook that when you have this big wish list as a single person and you're not getting it. So that's why I just encourage people to really just drop some of those expectations and just get to know people right now. You don't have to marry people, but just get to know people and see what your soul connects with, what your heart connects with in different individuals with different body shapes who look different. It might not be the ideal picture in your head, but it might be a perfect soul connection for you that you'll be just over the moon about. And you will have that attraction physically and emotionally, spiritually, all of it with this person. And that's hard to get by sometimes when you're single, right? Because you're really just looking with your eyes. You're trying to be attracted at first, which is not a bad thing. We need to have attraction. But I find that the attraction piece alone, it comes at such a price that costs you a lot of time, and it's not the right person for you. So that's what I'll say about the men. Now to the women, a lot of the women who are single, a lot of you have been bruised and broken and hurt by men, and you don't even want to give men another chance, and you've turned into this masculine energy, and you've put up walls, and you've gotten jobs to support yourself, and because you've had to do this, right? So you've really stepped into this masculine energy where you don't feel like you even need a man. Who needs a man when you can do it all yourself, right? You can fulfill all your needs in every way possible. And I just caution against that too, because that's you stepping out of this beautiful magnetic feminine energy of needing men in your life. And it's a good thing to need men. It's a good thing to want men in our life. And the more we step into that femininity, the more the man steps into his masculinity, and we stop having weird men for you to date. The problem is we get all these weird men out there for you because you've become so dominant in your energy, so masculine in your energy, that it's attracting and causing even men in general to act a different way instead of step into their masculinity. So I'm not blaming or shaming anybody here. I don't want you to look at it that way. I just want you to know that this is a natural response to women stepping into their masculine energy. It changes men. It changes them into their feminine energy. And we're seeing that now. In fact, look around the world. It's really hard to find a true feminine woman. They're rare out there. They are rare. So let me talk about what these energies are. All right, and we'll go from there. So masculine traits in a man, in a husband, they might be qualities like assertiveness, decisiveness, and leadership. Of course, those can be taken to the extreme. True masculine energy, when given a polar female opposite, doesn't need to be assertive in a controlling way, okay? But it does have some assertive qualities to it. That is a masculine trait. He might take on the role of provider and protector. Not might, but he will. He will take on the role of provider and protector, being responsible for the financial well-being of the family and ensuring their safety. He may focus on tasks that require physical strength or strategic thinking, such as home repairs or long-term planning. Now, the feminine traits in the wife might be like this. The wife may embody traits such as nurturing, empathy, and intuition. She might prioritize creating a warm and nurturing home environment, caring for the emotional needs of family members. She may excel in communication and interpersonal skills, fostering strong relationships within the family and community. So the complementary dynamics are where the husband's strengths compensate for the wife's weaknesses and vice versa. Decision-making may involve the husband taking the lead on certain matters while the wife offers valuable input and support. But each partner appreciates and respects the unique qualities and contributions of the other, leading to a sense of balance and harmony in the relationship. There's a respect for differences. Okay, both partners honor and respect each other's strengths and differences, understanding that diversity in roles and perspectives enhances the relationship. They recognize that their unique qualities complement each other, creating a cohesive unit that thrives on mutual respect and understanding. So overall, a polarized masculine-feminine relationship, it's going to emphasize those traditional gender roles and qualities of each partner. It's going to have this dynamic where these differences are celebrated and utilized to strengthen the bond between a husband and wife. Do you see anything wrong with that? I don't. But what I am seeing is we don't have enough of that in the world today to make a change in the world. So reading this book, Magnetic Femininity, there's just so many nuggets of gold. And I want to share some of them with you. And I want you to go get this book for sure too. She says, polarity in this context refers to the complementary opposites of masculinity and femininity. When a person is, quote, polarized in this context, it means that a man is operating primarily from masculine energy and a woman is operating primarily from feminine energy. Masculinity and femininity are complementary opposites that attract like a magnet. When a woman is operating mostly from her feminine energy, she becomes magnetic. So, yes, these women online are using their feminine energy to attract these men and they're showing their bodies. That's not truly feminine. I mean, it's feminine, right? But it's feminine. It's using your feminine energy in the wrong way to flaunt all your goodies, shall we say, to attract a man. That's not how it should be done. Feminine energy, though, is incredibly powerful. And when women step fully into it, it has the power to heal all of our relationships with others. And more importantly, our relationship with ourself. And that is what I am finding to be true, is I know myself better. I feel more like myself when I step into my feminine energy. For the last 7 years, 8 years, I haven't fully embraced my feminine energy. It hasn't caused any rifts in my marriage, but there has been times where I truly could see that the family needed me to be the mom and the wife, and I wouldn't do it. I was so hard-headed on, I got to grow my business. It has to be this way. I got to make more money for the family. I got to retire my husband and he gets to come work with me. And I just had this attitude of the woman can do it. The woman can do it all. And it wasn't who I truly was, and things really weren't working out for me like I wanted them to. Only recently, since I stepped into this feminine energy, has the path truly been lit for me on what my next steps should be, whether it's in my business and not taking such a dominant mindset of, I got to do this. It's got to happen and I'm going to make it happen for the family. But rather, how do I do it in a feminine way? And I found that even just running my business and doing it in a feminine way, I can still do it. But it has to allow me the flexibility to do it on my terms, on my schedule, when I can fit it in, and not hustle myself to the bone and work myself to death, because that's not true feminine energy. When men engage in what is known as betrayal, right? You might have a man who's done this to you in your life, but betrayal, laziness, neglect, or even abuse, she says that it is very often because the polarity in the relationship is off. Again, a lot of these things she says might be triggering, and you might look at it as putting blame or shame on the woman, but it's not. It's easy just to look at this and think that. But if you truly ponder on it and you go, how is it true that I've been off in my polarity as a woman in this relationship that could be affecting the way my husband is treating me and treating the family and reacting and responding as a natural response? No, we don't control people's emotions and feelings and actions. But what is their natural response to some of the actions and attitudes we have as female when we get out of our femininity. Often a woman healing her own femininity, her own feminine polarity, is enough to end those behaviors in the men around her for once and for all. And if that is not enough to shift those behaviors, then a woman in her feminine majesty has so much faith in her own self-worth that it is a simple choice for her to leave that situation, knowing that she will magnetically call to herself a relationship that is better. That is some powerful stuff. Either partner can heal the polarity in a relationship. When just one person consciously shifts their polarity, it shifts the nature of the entire relationship. This is because polarity is like a magnet. When one person polarizes by more fully embodying the energy that corresponds with their biology, it magnetically invites the other person in the relationship to polarize right back. So, as I'm coaching these men and these women, and I'm seeing that they're totally living in either too dominant of a masculine energy, or it's got too much feminine to it, and it's not a good balance. So they're not attracting the right kind of people to them that they need to really help them be balanced in the best way possible. So what we have to do is understand our roles better, do some personal growth and development around this, and start to make the shifts necessary to step into our power this way. The secret to inspiring devotion in a man is to fully embody feminine energy. When a woman who embodies feminine energy, When women who embody feminine energy are scarce, the masculine drive to find the feminine drives men to look within themselves to find it. When this happens, men feminize themselves in the search for femininity. Pornography addiction, affairs, and obsessions with things like anime and fandom are all things that can happen when men feminize themselves as a response to what they perceive as a lack of feminine energy around them. That could be super triggering to hear, because you don't want to, this is not blaming or shaming again. This is a natural response. And if you look around the world, how many men are addicted to pornography or having affairs? Women too, of course, but how many have obsessions with video games? This is what happens, okay? Hiding out in a man cave, communicating in grunts, and spending all day engrossed in video games, workaholism, and other distractions is also a form of self-feminization men can turn to when they do not perceive embodied feminine energy around them. Wow. Do you see how important it is, women, that we bring back this feminine energy? What if you just tried it instead of knocked it and said, that's not true? What if you just tried it just to see? What if we collectively as women stepped into our power as a woman? This is rarely conscious, and most men would not consciously agree that they have feminized themselves by acting in these ways. If the men in your life are dealing with these problems, is that your fault for not being sufficiently feminine? Emphatically, no, because these are men we are talking about. And no matter what is going on with the women in their lives, men, like women, are capable of keeping their promises and being good people, no matter what others in their lives are up to. This is to say that there is a clear explanation for virtually all of the major problems in marriages and dating relationships, or the lack of dating relationships, And that explanation is a distortion of the masculine-feminine polarity. I would say that this is no one's fault right now. We live in a society and culture that is absolutely toxic for masculine-feminine polarity. And that is true, my friends. And I've told you that before. Look around. There's so much toxicity going on in the world because we aren't truly stepping into our roles as masculine and feminine. So I wanted to just share that with you today and also tell you what this book truly embodied was women stepping into their superpower as a feminine. And one of the main superpowers, or the superpower we have, is expressing our feelings vulnerably to a man, to the men in our lives. And as we vulnerably come to them with our feelings, not our accusations, I feel betrayed, I feel abandoned. You don't want to use words that end in ED like that, okay? That's accusing, and nobody likes to be accused, and they will respond the way you don't want them to respond. But when you truly come to the men in your life with your feelings, I feel anger, I feel deep sadness, I feel hurt, I feel stress, just your feelings themselves. And then just wait, don't say why. Let them say, why do you feel that way? And then you can continue. It's kind of the invite to keep going and sharing. Of course, if they never say that to you, why do you feel that way? You could say, would you mind if I share my feelings with you? Or can I get your help with some of the feelings that I'm having? And let yourself be surprised by how the men step up in your life to respond to that. They want to help solve your problems. They love solving a problem. They are biologically wired to serve women and solve their problems and solve problems in life in general. We don't allow them to do that because we stepped out of that feminine energy of sharing our feelings. What do women do instead? We bury our feelings. We think our feelings are a burden on the world and on people. So we better not tell them about our feelings. We might cry. And if we cry, people are going to want to help us. And we can't have that. We can't have people feeling sorry for us, feeling bad for us. This is completely wrong, women. We need to get out of that mentality. Stop apologizing for crying. If your body's wanting to cry, cry. If you feel anger, feel anger. Express your emotions. Don't bury your feelings. Learn how to feel your feelings and learn how the right way to communicate those feelings to the men in your life. And watch the men step up and do better. And I believe that's the way. This book had so many more golden nuggets in it, but if you like what I said already today, and it something rang in your head of, yeah, that's truth, or I kind of like that, I would just encourage you to go on Amazon and get this book, Magnetic Femininity. It's a longer book. It's about 400 pages, close to it. You're going to pour into the pages. Bring a highlighter with you. Maybe a box of tissues as you're trying to heal your own feminine energy in this way. But I can't wait for you to learn exactly and get these insights for yourself of what you'll do to step into that feminine energy again. It doesn't mean you can't have some masculine things you like to do. I like to weightlift. I'm, of course, going to always have my coaching business and earn some money there. We just need to learn how to balance it with true feminine energy too. It's not to say we submit to men either. We don't do that. That's not what feminine energy is at its core. And you might read books that say that. That's why when people say step into your femininity, a lot of women who are very dominant people and like to control and like to be in control, they have a really hard time because they think it means we have to be submissive. We have to give everything to men and do everything for them and be these weak women. That is not what true feminine energy is. That's why this book talks about feminine majesty, really stepping into that goddess energy. And it's not controlling energy, but it lights up a room and it changes and heals lives, and it will heal your own life if you choose to step into it. Now, if you are single and you are listening to this podcast and you would like to be in a relationship with somebody, I'm going to encourage you to jump on a phone call with me. I do have a program. It's called Single No More. And we're going to coach together for 6 months, every single week. We're going to work on your habits. We're going to work on who you are. We're going to work on truly finding this energy for you, masculine, feminine energy that you can embrace, that is going to attract the right person into your life. And of course, timing is everything. And maybe it's the perfect timing for you to get coached right now, to start working on yourself, to attract who you need to attract and create that family dynamic you want to create in a loving, strong relationship. And I will tell you that as a coach working with singles, I love you, but I do not go easy on you. I will tell you what I am seeing that you are doing. Might be your appearance in some aspects that you could change, losing some weight, dressing a little nicer. I'm going to be looking at some of your messages to some of these people. I'm going to say, you did this in a way that repelled the other person. Let's work on the way you're talking to the opposite sex. Okay. Let's work on that. So if you want to come work with me, just shoot me a private message. We'll jump on a phone call together. We'll go over all the details and we'll get you dating and getting you the perfect person for you, who will love you and respect you for who you are. But we're going to help you step into your true energy and not be so dominating or backing off. If you're men, you're turning feminine. If you're women, you're turning masculine and being controlling and in control of all the things. Nope. We're going to get you out of that energy. Get you into a more magnetic energy, okay, that attracts not only the men that you want in your life, but the life you ultimately want to live. It can attract a lot of beautiful things to your life, new ideas, maybe financial support in different ways. So let's do it. Let's work together, okay? But go read this book, Magnetic Femininity, Ali Duzet. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes of this podcast so you can go grab it. And thanks for listening to this podcast episode today. I hope that you truly do teach these principles to your children, help them young how to embrace their own God-given power, whether it's masculine or feminine, and show them how beautiful it is to step into that gender they were born with and all the beautiful things that come with that when they're stepping into that. Okay? Have a beautiful rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey there, listeners. If you are ready to create deeper connection with your family, have more meaningful conversations, and overcome any obstacles in your family life, including eating a healthier diet, exercising together as a family, and practicing some good mental health habits together, you're going to want to join Harmony at Home coaching program. Go to healthcoachheather.com and you can fill out an application right there. I look forward to being your family's health and life coach in 2024.